John Lennon was just as lost, confused, and alone as any of us, perhaps even more so. But in his emptiness there were answers. Out of his pain and longing there was light. Fame, money, and even talent were ultimately only a diversion for the troubled musician. John was clearly a man in search of himself. That he gave in to the allurements of the world cannot now be held against him. The Beatles had virtually anything they wanted thrown at their feet by the time they were 22. Who would not have become similarly entangled? Like Paul McCartney, who lost his mother at 15, after Julia Lennon was killed, something inside of John was frozen. And however much he tried to trip, smoke, or copulate his way around it, the looming monolith of his mother's lost love was always before him. When Lennon cried out for love and peace, it was because he needed it so desperately in his own turbulent, emotionally empty life. The greater truth of John Lennon was ultimately about loss. The loss of his father and mother, of his youth, his innocence, his privacy, of the Beatles, of his freedom, of his masculinity, and most poignantly, of himself. Why then does this talented, tragic hero so possess our thoughts even 16 long years after his passing? It is because we are on the same journey of self-discovery. We too have experienced loss and longing, all themes clearly evident in John's soul-stirring music and challenging statements. For those who love John, the best way to express it now is to finish the great quest he started. Find yourself, look inside. Let his powerful words and music guide you, but never lose sight of the final goal. The only certainty is our time together in life. Use it wisely. Give love. Live peace. Honor your highest self. Respect all life in every form. Transform yourself into a being of compassion and comfort for those in need. Do that, and you will not only pay tribute to the great undying spirit of John Winston Lennon, but also to yourself. It's what John always wanted for himself, and for all of us as well. And now Mr. and Mrs. John Lennon in bed together at the fabulous Hilton in the heart of swinging Amsterdam, 69.
Peace to the whole world, but mainly aimed towards the youth of the world, and especially the youth that are interested in showing their opinions or having their opinions seen. And we're appealing mainly to people with violent inclinations for change. We believe that violent change doesn't accomplish anything, not in the long-term view, because over 2,000 or 3,000 years, or however long we've been going, all the violent revolutions have come to an end, even if they've lasted for 50 or 100 years. And the very few people that have tried to do it our way, unfortunately, have been killed, i.e. Jesus, Gandhi, Martin Luther King. But I think...